This is Ask Wes, a mini-sode where I take questions from you, my audience, about all things small business websites, digital marketing, email marketing, and everything else that'll help you be found by more people and help you turn those people into paying customers and clients. So listen up here, I guarantee at least one of these answers will help you too. Let's get to the first question. From Ryder, is there one of the social platforms that's worth spending more energy in than the others? So, okay, social platforms. Honestly, and this is something that I'm going to be implementing very quickly, little preview for that Pinterest episode that I just brought up for the podcast. The girl Kara Chase, who I had on, she really got my interest piqued in using Pinterest. She made a very airtight case for it. Basically, it's kind of like YouTube in that it's more of a search engine than a social media. People think of YouTube and Pinterest as social media. They're much more used as search engines. And if you put stuff on the right way and you're smart about it, these things can live on forever. These pins can live on forever. And you don't have to do a whole lot of extra work to do it. And she basically said that 80% of her web traffic comes right from Pinterest, and it doesn't take her much effort to create all these things. So I'm going to say Pinterest is probably a great thing to do as long as people are searching for your topic on there. Otherwise, social media, Facebook, I don't love Facebook organic in terms of social media. I love Facebook ads, but I think you're asking more about organic stuff. So at the end of the day, Ryder, what I want you to focus on is content marketing, okay? Putting out great content. And I know you've heard this a million times before for me too, but if you put out great blogs or better yet, podcasts or videos, people are going to come to associate you as being an expert in your topic. So the more you can create that kind of content and then push it out onto your social platforms, that's going to be your best bet. So what I do, just to let you know, I obviously on YouTube, started the podcast, and then those two things, I push them out in my email list and on LinkedIn, also on Instagram. So it takes a while for these things to build, but it's content you've already created, so it doesn't take a whole lot of bandwidth just to promote them on those formats. So hopefully that gives you something to think about. All right. So Kevin Joseph, hey Kevin, says, how do you find the speed of Elementor Pro? It's not bad. I've never done like specific tests about this. I'm not that like hardcore tester guy. I know a lot of people, but I've seen on YouTube other people doing actual tests where they show a before and after. So this basically, a WordPress website without it, and then the same page with Elementor Pro and basically the same content, and it was pretty much identical. So there are definitely things you can do with Elementor Pro that might slow down your page by putting crazy large images, that kind of thing, or a lot of extra widgets that you don't need. But in general, it's pretty lean. So I think that you're fine as long as you're using it smartly. All right. So next we have from Jimmy Flannery. I have a Shopify store. I want to do a Facebook ad for a light product, and I'm not really sure what to say in the ad. So, okay, several things here. It's really important to understand for Facebook ads, if you're selling like a product, like a, let's just say, flashlight or something, there's basically a dollar amount that's, if you're under that dollar amount, you can probably just send ad traffic right to it. But if it's above a certain threshold, Facebook ads aren't going to be great in terms of cold traffic. You really have to think about getting people with content marketing first, and then you retarget them with your ad. Jimmy, let me know what your product is, and I can give you a better answer a little later. Let's get back to you there. But it's basically going to be all about having some kind of video where you're talking about the overall topic or maybe a review of it or something. And then afterwards, then you retarget those people with more of a, direct response, direct sales ad from there. And in terms of what you say, think about what the objections are people are going to have. And it, depends on the product. Again, if it's sunglasses, it's not like people are going to have a lot of objections. They just want to see that they look cool, right? They want to see them on a model. So I do need to kind of know what it is you're talking about to really help you. So drop that in. All right, Susan Harper says, what's the best way to share a lead magnet on LinkedIn? Basically, I would probably do video, Susan. What I would do is I would create just a video talking about the lead magnet and talking about the problem itself. So the crux of the video is not going to be, hey, download my lead magnet. It's all about addressing the problem that you're going to solve with the lead magnet. And then you just talk about that problem. You give maybe one or two tips for dealing with it and say, if you want to know even more and how to solve this problem, I've got a lead magnet, underneath this video. Download it there. And this is important too. Something I recently discovered with LinkedIn, you don't want to leave a link in the description. So, when you put in your description, you put in the text and the video, you don't want to put the link in there. You want to put the link in the first comment. So you do it and then you add the comment. And that's where you're going to drive people to click. So that's what I would do. Video gets more attention there just because most people aren't doing video on LinkedIn. And if you want to do live video, more power to you. I mean, it's not for the faint of heart. It certainly took me a few tries to get the hang of it, but and you'd have to come up with multiple topics that way too. But I'd love to see you try video, Susan. Okay, so this one is from Cutie Tiff Tiff. I love that. I have a product, but it sells best when shown in a video. I get a lot of visits to my website, but I'm not getting them past my homepage. Other question is, would it make sense to get people to follow my Instagram so that I can use that platform to warm up my cold audiences to making a purchase? Okay, so I'm not sure what your first question was. You said you get a lot of visits to your website, but I guess the question is, how do you get them past the homepage? Answer to that is, maybe you don't need to get them past the homepage. There's a lot of talk about bounce rates and you want to get people further into your website. I actually take an opposing view to that. There's nothing wrong with getting people to look at other pages of your website, but I like to design a homepage to kind of tell the whole story. So you can basically take them down from top to bottom, giving them all the information they need, start to finish, so they can either say, yes, this sounds good, or just let me think about it. What I would do is this is definitely a case for having a lead magnet. Instagram is great for getting that traffic. Use hashtags and that kind of thing, drive people to your link in your bio to your website. But that's only going to get you so far. Then once they're on your website, you want to further that relationship. So you say you do. You have a product. So what does your product do? What is it? Problem does it solve? Create a lead magnet. Whether it's a guide or a checklist or a swipe file, or challenge, those are really cool too. A quiz, anything like that that gets people on your email list, then you can start giving them a little bit more content over a period of a few weeks. So that's what I would do there. And yeah, Instagram is good, but don't sleep on Pinterest either. So stay tuned for that podcast episode. I'm really excited for you guys to hear it because it's literally changed my whole thinking about what Pinterest is. So. Have a question you want me to answer on an upcoming episode? Just DM me on Instagram at Wes McDowell, and then join me again on next Thursday's Ask Wes minisode for a brand new round of questions, and on the main show every Monday where I cover a complete topic that'll help you go further and faster in your small business. And if you want half off your web hosting, just visit wesmcdowell.com/hosting for an exclusive 50% discount on my preferred hosting plan of choice, Bluehost. Once again, you're going to go to wesmcdowell.com/hosting for your exclusive discount. See you soon.